We all woke up this morning, prepared for the photo marathon, expecting pouring rain as in the last 2 years. But what a surprise, it's brilliant weather. You'll all have perfect pictures, and that is the main theme of this photo marathon. It's what a surprise. Good luck to you all.
If you happen to see photographers at every corner of the city bending over backwards to get that incredible shot of a rusty vending machine, it might be that day of the year again, the Berliner Photo Marathon. It's a competition where about 350 participants spend 12 hours taking 12 pictures in a specific order, according to a series of themes revealed throughout the day. Today, I'm following around a few of these photo marathoners. Among them is Paolo Zarlo, who goes right ahead and takes his first picture at the initial meeting point, Beach Mitte.
Yeah, maybe I can go upstairs and take the number. I just follow my instinct. We will see during the marathon what can happen. I don't know. Everything is unexpected. So I will take the moment.
If Paolo managed to take his first picture right away, most people start their marathon by going to brainstorm in a cafe, like Marcy Snook and her friends.
I'd like an espresso, baby. I'm seeing it. So, submerge is the first one in English. And this, we keep thinking about, how do you do that? What do? You dive into something? Or you, I don't know.
They're analyzing the sub-themes for the first four pictures. After taking these photos, they'll have to get to the next station by 3 o'clock. These stations are located in completely different neighborhoods in Berlin, which means participants have to cover a lot of ground while discovering lesser-known areas of the city.
Well, where is this? Stadtbad Wedding? Never been there.
Yeah, it's an area that I definitely don't know. For this photo marathon, we have 12 hours to take 12 photos that are on 12 themes. I never thought that it would be so hard to take only that small amount of photos. When we go on a holiday or something, I may take 100 photos in a four-hour span on a city trip. Boom, 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 boom. But to take 12, it's a focus. It's a thought process. It is really considering each and every photo.
An hour and a half into the marathon, I happen to meet Paolo again at the starting point, looking a bit confused and searching for a specific bike he photographed earlier in the morning. He just realized he didn't take the photos in the right order.
I realized that the number for the competition and the first real subject, which is submerge, be connected together because that's the first picture. So we have to start from the beginning, and now the bike has gone. So we have to start thinking again, but it's okay. It happens, you know.
I asked one of the volunteer organizers of the photo marathon, Andrea Figari, if she has any good insider tips, apart from reading all the rules before starting the day.
What we always recommend is to think out of the box, to throw away your first idea, because probably everybody will have it.
Amy Walker, another photo marathoner, is participating for the second time, and she also helped organize the competition once. So when I meet her at Rosenthaler Platz, I asked her about her strategy.
The photos need to be really bold. They need to be very to the point, and has to be really clear what the message is straight away. So that's something that I'm focusing on today, trying to make the photos very simple and easy to read. Also, I think because we're in Berlin, it's really nice to capture an essence of the city to show that it's about Berlin, and that is something that I think the judges like as well.
After 13 editions, the photo marathon has a whole collection of pictures revealing the spirit of the city, as Andrea explains.
The photo marathon is actually a witness of the time. So it's a snapshot of what is there now. And maybe next year it's not there anymore. You see there's buildings that go down, buildings that are renovated. So all of this gets captured in the pictures. And, well, we have this fantastic archive, of more than 10 years of Berlin.
All the participants can see their photos assembled in a huge exhibition taking place in Berlin in July. The pictures are set up in a way which allows people to compare what they came up with. For Marcy, communicating ideas is a major source of inspiration.
The photo marathon, to me, is about a group of people who get together who share what they see. We're seeing the same city at the same time with the same themes, and every single one of us will come up with something different. And I really like being able to share that vision in that way and see what the others do with this creativity as well.
Although no one really knows where the idea of the photo marathon first started, the one in Berlin is the second longest running after Copenhagen, where the event has been held for the last 25 years. The concept is so much fun that it caught on all over the world. More than 40 cities have their own photo marathon. There's even one in the Palestinian territories. The last meeting point is at 11 p.m., at a special location with an outdoor swimming pool in the Spree River. To get there, even the photo marathoners who've been cycling around town all day might choose to hop on the subway. I meet Marcy, Paolo, and Amy on the sandy beach one last time before they give in their pictures.
Gosh, we've seen so much of Berlin. I've spent the whole day on public transport, it seems like.
As before, we had some problems, so I had to take another one again because I erased it from the camera. So we had to go back and forth.
The scariest part was deleting all the photos I didn't want to keep, just in case I pressed the wrong button and deleted everything.
In the end, we made it. I'm happy, and yes.
There are lots of tired people, I think, and no wonder, it is a true marathon, so it was a lot of fun.
I am really tired and I need to sit down. And a beer.
These are your pictures?
Yes.
Everything looks great. Congratulations. You made it over the finish line.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Elizabeth Grenier, DW, Berlin.